I'm going to read from Titus chapter 3, a few verses from verse 12. Titus chapter 3 from verse 12. When I send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey with haste, that they may lack nothing. And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. Amen. I'd like to just spend a few moments considering this character called Zenas the lawyer. I believe this is the only occasion in the New Testament that he is referred to. Why he's called Zenas the lawyer, why his job is provided, is not clear. It might be that there is more than one Zenas in that particular congregation, and Paul is simply differentiating him from his fellow believer. Or is it that Paul has a particular piece of work or mission for the pair in which Zenas's knowledge of law is going to prove useful? I get the impression that Titus is familiar with the mission. Paul is familiar with the mission. I think Zenas and Apollos are familiar with the mission. We are not. Whatever they were intended to do was available to them. The knowledge is not available to us. Zenas itself is something of a pagan name. It's a contraction of a name which means the gift of Zeus. Zeus was the chief Greek god. We know, however, he is a believer. He is a Christian. He has rejected the worship of the old classical gods, and he has embraced the worship of the living God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a member, I think, of the congregation on Crete, where Titus happens to be the pastor, or if he's not, he's certainly a part of it for the time being. And it might be that this Zenas, with his pagan upbringing and his conversion to Christ, was something of an expert on Roman law. We know that the early believers, Paul being one of them, were often brushing with the law. Various prefects and governors and accusers among the pagans and among the Jews would have him and them hauled before the magistrates on some trumped up charge of disloyalty or causing riots and the rest of it. And it might be that our Zenas was a defence attorney, as it were. He would go to where Paul needed him. He would represent him in court. He would demonstrate that Paul or others have done nothing wrong. There's a similar ministry being exercised today in our land. It's a shame we need it, but we do. But there are two or three organisations who, when a Christian teacher is fired for wearing a cross or speaking out against the new prevailing ideology, that a lawyer is needed to represent them in court or at the employment tribunal. And it might be that Zenas the lawyer is offering a similar kind of institute to that provided by the Christian Institute and others. On the other hand, it might be that the law of which Zenas is an expert is the Mosaic law, the Old Testament law. Despite the fact that he has a fairly pagan sounding name, it might be that his parents were Jews who embraced something of Hellenistic culture, and they gave him a name invoking a pagan deity, knowing that such a deity is not real, and therefore the name need not trouble them too much. So it might be that Zenas was in fact a convert from the synagogue. He always believed in the living God. He always believed in the scriptures. But he didn't always believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah and the only way to get to God. And at some point, God worked in his heart and he was converted. And now he's working for the Lord. We know that Apollos knew the scriptures very, very well. And he and Zenas appear to have teamed together in this particular mission. Are they going to various Jewish communities around that region of the Roman Empire and demonstrating from the Old Testament law and prophets that Jesus really is the Christ, and that a Messiah could still be the Messiah despite hanging upon the tree? In fact, he was the Messiah because he did hang upon the tree. And perhaps Zenas the lawyer and Apollos are going to go to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, demonstrating through their knowledge of the law that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to God, and by having faith in him. It is useful, I think, for all of us to have a knowledge of the law. None of us are saved by keeping the law of Moses or the law of God, because we are utterly incapable of it. And yet to have a knowledge of it is useful and helpful. When we understand that God has a moral law and that we have broken it and there's nothing we can do to put things right, then we realise we have a need of a saviour. The self-righteous, the smug people, the people who think they're good enough, do not have a knowledge of the law. Furthermore, we know that the law is a wonderful tutor that brings us to Jesus Christ. Paul makes that point to the Galatians. The ceremonial aspect of the law, all those regulations covering the tabernacle, the temple, they all point us to the one who would come as the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. So perhaps Zenas and Apollos are using their knowledge of the law of Moses to bring people to salvation. We don't know. What we do know is that the pair of them have a journey to make. I like making the odd journey. It's good to see parts of the world that in which we don't live. But this was no holiday or vacation. This was a mission. They're going to a particular place, we don't know which, but a particular place with a particular job in order to glorify God and bring the truth. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could, even just for one Sunday, be a part of the Church of Titus in the New Testament to see what real New Testament Christianity was all about? And they were a part of that church. And yet we know here that the Lord is moving them on. It's good to be comfortable in church. It's good to play a part in church. And yet there are times when the Lord takes people from one and sends them to another. Thank God, 1500 years ago, missionaries came to this island from continental Europe and the island of Ireland. Thank God, 150 years ago, people from this island went all over the world taking the gospel of Jesus Christ. The time is coming, I think, when countries the other side of the world will send missionaries to here again. So we know that Zenas the lawyer and Apollos have a journey, and Paul is wanting them to take it with haste. They're not to mess around. They're not to spend another year planning it or discussing it or debating it, analysing it, risk assessing it. They've just got to go. When it comes to Christian work, there is an element of urgency about it. The Lord's work cannot wait and it must not be hindered. They're to go on this journey and they're to do it with haste. Furthermore, Paul instructs that they may not lack anything, that they may lack nothing. I imagine as a lawyer, he wasn't badly paid. And yet I wonder if he possibly gave up that lucrative career when the Lord did a work in his life. I don't suspect he's getting too well paid for this particular mission. What I think Paul is referring to there is to Pastor Titus, make sure that these two men, when they leave your congregation, make sure they have everything they need. They're not in a position to work for a living now. You're going to have to provide them with a bag of coin. You're going to have to provide them with spare shoes. You're going to have to provide them with hospitality. Make sure you do that. Make sure they do not lack anything. So Zenas, even though we know nothing about him, he provided an opportunity for the Church of Titus to serve God. There's a wonderful proverb that says, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. In the parable of the sheep and the goats, the Lord said, what you did for the least of my brethren, you did for me. The Lord does not need your time. The Lord does not need your money. The Lord does not need your energy, but his people do. And when you serve the people of God, you are serving the God of those people. And the Church of Titus are instructed to make sure that Zenas and Apollos do not lack anything ahead of or during the journey they're going to make. Whatever they need, provide it. Don't be stingy. Don't hold back. He goes on further in verse 14. And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. If the church which Titus is leading is going to be fruitful, they must do good works. And we know, and they knew, we're not saved by doing good works, but having been saved, we must do them. We are not saved by them, we are saved for them. And here is an opportunity for that church which Titus is leading to bless a lawyer and to bless Apollos, a real expert in scripture. And that by blessing them and meeting their urgent needs, they themselves will not be unfruitful. The other point I'm going to make in verse 13 is that Zenas the lawyer doesn't just have a journey to go on, the expenses of which are going to be met by the church, but he is being sent. Who is sending him? Is it Paul or is it Titus? Well, Paul is instructing Titus to send them. They're going on behalf of the church. Now, that is important because it demonstrates that Zenas and Apollos were not fly-by-nights. They're not lone rangers turning up here, turning up there, not accountable to anyone. They're a part of this church and the church is sending them out. And here we have a biblical model of service whereby the church is providing for them, but they are also accountable to that local church. Paul says, send them. Let them go. Release them. I don't know if the mission was accomplished. I don't know what the mission was. I don't really understand what good a lawyer could do. Unless, of course, Paul was thinking of one of his own terms of imprisonment, and an eloquent lawyer would be quite useful before that Roman judge. Possibly. We don't know. We don't know any more about it, but God does. And if Zenas stepped out in faith, which I think he did, accompanying Apollos, which I think he did, sent out by the church, which he was, and also receiving those things which others were to give him, which does require a degree of humility, then whatever they were tasked with doing, I'm sure God blessed the work. And there are many things we do that others don't know about and others don't see, and there's no praise, there's no round of applause on a Sunday morning, but God knows. Never grow weary of doing good. Don't become tired of serving the Lord. This journey might have been perilous and it might have been long, but I don't detect anything in the wording in which Zenas or Apollos have to be cajoled or persuaded to go. I think they are willing. You show me somebody who's willing to serve the Lord, and I'll show you somebody whom the Lord is willing to use. Amen.